This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know, we can't get to every single topic and spend 15 minutes on all of it every day, Cole. So we dedicate a segment for our whip around the sports world, we call it our Daily Wires.
And sometimes buzz. Two segments.
That's right. Today, there's so much going on.
Two.
Tough news if you're an Alabama Crimson Tide fan. It looks like Jam Miller is questionable to play for the Tide Saturday against Tennessee after sustaining a concussion last week. Jam is Alabama's leading rusher, is averaging 4.6 yards a carry on the season, and has a touchdown and a total of 267 yards for the Tide.
You mean to tell me that their leading rusher only has one touchdown on the season?
Crazy, right?
I love the name, though, Jam Miller. Yeah. I love that.
Here's the wild thing. They only have 6 rushing touchdowns on the year.
We're talking about the same Alabama or a different Alabama?
Yeah, Ty Simpson has 2 of them.
Wow. That's not the norm Alabama, that's for sure.
No, it is not. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa apologized for the comments he made after Sunday's loss to the Chargers. He criticized his teammates for being late to player-only meetings. Mike McDaniel said something about it. We had that in our Daily Wires yesterday or the day before. If I'm Tua, I'm not apologizing.
No, don't apologize for them being late and not showing
Tua
up.
It look weak.
Come on. If they suck at their job, call them out for it, right?
I mean, that to me says Mike McDaniel doesn't have Tua's
back. Mike McDaniel's got to go, man. This whole Dolphins thing just gets worse every week.
I mean, if I'm Mike McDaniel, my response to that isn't, it was the wrong place, it was the wrong forum. It's, look, I'm not involved in player-only meetings. They are player-only meetings.
Yeah.
But if you got guys not showing up, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
And we need to fix it.
Yeah.
Bears quarterback Caleb Williams on Wednesday said that he could care less about commentary about his play following their victory on Monday Night Football, saying, quote, people are going to say what they have to say. We win, we lose, people have stuff to say. It was lucky. It was not lucky. People have stuff to say. Have a bad game, have a good game. People have stuff to say.
Talking about Troy Aikman. Ooh. Troy Aikman, not the biggest Caleb Williams fan, I don't believe.
Well, me neither. But I did let that go. I did.
Yeah, that's true.
I did say that I let my Caleb Williams.
He's had a good year.
Go.
Yeah. Believe it or
good,
not.
Good start to the season. George Pickens' start to his first season with the Dallas Cowboys has a lot of people wondering whether he would want to remain with the organization after 2025. Said, quote, I wouldn't mind it. The guys in the locker room are super cool. The energy is great. But like I've said, I always want to showcase my talents. Most definitely. What can you tell me about this?
Meaning it's about money. And you know, he's only on a one-year contract. And I think, if I had a guess right now, I think George Pickens is brought back because he's had an exceptional season. Him and Dak have started to get hot lately with CD being out diesel. So as a Cowboys fan, I hope George Pickens is back next year.
Brock Purdy practiced for the San Francisco 49ers this week. That's his first step in getting back on the field after the toe injury he aggravated in week number 4. J.J. McCarthy's high right ankle sprain is, quote, getting there, but it's not yet 100%. He said in practice yesterday that he also said he received well-respected second opinions that indicate his timetable is he could be back in about 6 weeks.
Big. Big for the 49ers.
And Cole, last here before we move on, Charlotte. The 49ers have fired their athletic director, Mike Hill, just 13 months after issuing him an extension. Ooh. Mike got them into the American Conference. That might be the best thing he achieved while AD there. But he also hired and fired two disastrous head coaches during his tenure, Will Healy and Biff Pogge.
Yeah, it's been a disaster up in the CLT, that's for sure. I don't know what their plan is moving forward, but Diesel, that leads us right into the 4 o'clock segment. There have been coaches already fired this season. Who's next? We haven't done one in a while, a welfare check. And the very next segment, who is next on the hot seat to go to be like Dewey and get fired? A little welfare check, Tolo. Also, want to hear from you, Tolos, as well, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.